Rustam and his horse Raksh. Rustam the warrior was tall, strong, and brave. His father, Zal, was a famous warrior. He looked after King Kavus, the king of Persia. One day, Zal gave his young son a beautiful horse called Raksh. "Be brave," said Zal. "Persia is your country, and you must always be strong for the king." There were no battles in Persia for many years, but then things changed. King Kavus wanted to be king of Mazandaran, the kingdom of demons. Zal was an old man now and did not fight in battles anymore. But he talked to the king. "Please don't do this," he said. "You cannot fight demon magic with a man's sword." But the king did not listen. He travelled to Mazandaran with his many warriors, and there was a big battle. Sadly, the king did not win, and many warriors died. The white demon, one of the warriors of Mazandaran, put the king in prison and blinded him. After many weeks, someone brought a message to Zal from the king. Rustam said, "I will go to Mazandaran." "But you don't fight in battles," said his father. "You are old and you cannot fight now," said Rustam. "I will be fine. I have Raksh." Rustam and Raksh rode for days and days through the forest. It was a dark place, and it was full of problems for Rustam. One night, he was asleep by the fire, and his horse was awake. A big lion walked towards Rustam. Raksh ran at the animal. It turned, and it went away. "Thank you, Raksh," said Rustam. "We are strong together." They rode on, but there were no rivers and no water to drink. The weather was hot, and they were very thirsty. "Please, God, give us water, or we will die," said Rustam. Then he opened his eyes and saw a sheep. It started walking, and Rustam and Raksh went after it. After many hours, they arrived at a river. They were very happy because now they could drink and sleep. Rustam rode on, and the next night they stopped and slept. In the middle of the night, something happened, and Raksh opened his eyes. There was a small but angry dragon next to him. Raksh tried to wake Rustam up, but the dragon quickly walked away. "There's nothing here," said Rustam to his horse. "Why did you wake me up? I want to sleep." An hour later, the dragon was there again. This time, Rustam woke up, and he killed the dragon. "Thank you, Raksh," he said. "You were right. There was something here." The next day they rode on, and they found a wonderful place in a forest. There was water and lots of good things to eat. Rostam was very happy, and he started to sing. An old witch lived in the forest.
"His singing is beautiful," she thought. "I want to put that man in prison. Then I can hear him sing every day."
She changed into a young woman and visited Rostam that evening. Rostam was a kind man, and he offered the woman some food. Then he said,
"God, thank you for this food."
The name of God broke the witch's magic. She changed into an old woman again, and Rostam quickly killed her with his sword. The next evening, Rostam and Raksh arrived at a farm. Rostam was very hungry, and he walked into the farm. He wanted to eat a little of the crops.
"Stop!"
shouted Olad, the farmer.
"Don't steal my crops!"
Then Rostam told Olad his story.
"Please help me to get to Mazandaran," Rostam said.
"All right, I'll take you there," said Olad.
After a long time, they arrived at the great walls of Mazandaran. Rostam started to fight, and he killed the warriors there. Then he went inside and found the prison of King Carvus.
"I want to help you," he told King Carvus.
The king was very happy to see him.
"Then you must find and kill the white demon for me," said the king. "Gut the demon and take some of his red blood. Bring it to me, and I will be able to see again."
"The white demon lives in a cave," said Olad to Rostam. "I understand him. He fights well, but you must wait until he laughs. He won't be able to fight well then."
The next morning, Rostam rode to the white demon's cave and walked bravely inside. The demon was as big as a mountain.
"I am going to kill you," shouted Rostam. "You're only a man. You can't kill me," said the demon.
And then he laughed. Now he was not ready to fight, and Rostam quickly killed him with a sword. Rostam then caught some of the demon's blood in a cup. He took the blood to the prison and opened the door. King Carvus came out, and the demon's blood helped him to see again.
"Let's go home to our kingdom now," said Rostam.
But King Carvus did not want to go home.
"No," he said. "I want to win the kingdom of Mazandaran."
And he went to see the king of the demons.
"My brave warrior killed your white demon and many of your other warriors," he shouted. "Give your kingdom to me, or he will kill you too."
The demon king said no. Then Rostam rode on Raksh and started to fight. But the demon king quickly changed into a mountain.
"You cannot kill me now," he said.
But brave Rostam hit the mountain with his axe.
"I will not stop!" shouted Rostam angrily. "I'll use my axe until you die!"
The demon king was frightened.
"Stop!"
he said. And he gave his kingdom to Rostam and King Carvus.
"Olad," said Rostam, "the Mazandaran kingdom is now ours. But will you be its king?"
Olad was a good man, and he was happy to be the king. And Carvus, Rostam, and Raksh went home to their people to tell them the good news.